join the show.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can only talk about steel and construction for so long. Let's get back to some entertainment. Oh, big dog. Look at those hats. Oh,
speaking of entertainment.
Yeah, that's cool. Look at those. What an amazing concept.
No, it truly is. I think we're going to get a couple, hopefully, for our desk here, but we'll find out, which would be outstanding. Got some Kansas City's, got some San Francisco's. He's wearing the Super Bowl one. So the big hat, the noggin, is back. So
Steve jumping the wall. He's going AWOL. Is that a thing in the military, AWOL? Is that still possible? Can you still escape once you get in? Like, how do you flee? Like, how do you get out of the military if you don't want to be in it?
You do stupid stuff.
We have to be discharged, right? You have to be let go, or you have to, or you just...
Well, no, yeah, you have to legally, you know, whether it's honorably or dishonorably, you know, exit.
And I saw a report that the Navy's dropped the high school requirement. They're looking for more people. So looks like they're going to draft more people. Like, is that still a good thing to do? Would you go in the military if you could do it all over again at 18 in the world we live today? Would you still enlist... What you did, you know, so many years ago. Like,
if I was 18, 19, 20, whatever years old today, and I would know then what I know now, I don't think I would join the military to defend this country.
Now, but what about the skills and things you learned in the military, you know, that added to your career, that made you successful, that made you mature and responsible, like to raise a family and to support a family? Those lessons are invaluable, right?
You know, yes, no, not really, sort of, kind of. I don't think that I was taught anything in the military that I didn't already bring with me. I mean, did I mature more? You know, you're out on your own.
Okay.
But, you know, I kind of felt like I was a mature teenager, you know, streetwise, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's hard to say, it didn't hurt. How about that? I would be okay if the draft was brought back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of people can benefit from the military. A lot of people do benefit from the military. One of my biggest regrets is the job. I don't remember what it's called. You know, MS, MSO, DS, you know, whatever those initials are. I wished I would have done something that I feel would have. Like, Leslie Lacey did this in the military.
Oh, really?
She did a radio show. She did communications. Bob Passwaters from Hooters did this while he was in the military. You know, I didn't. Okay. You know, I track subs and ships and planes. And, you know, so there's not much, you know, use for that.
Now, similar to sports, and we're at the media row at the Super Bowl 58 coming up. Looks like we got a hat for the table, like, to put it on display. Are signing bonuses, like, the military often gives bonuses or signing bonuses for people to enlist or to show up, sign up. Is it enough? Is it, you know, how does that work? Like, do you have to be talented enough to get a signing bonus? Does everyone get a signing bonus?
Yeah, no, you don't have to be you don't have to be talented to be in the military. You know, unfortunately,
I thought you had to have a high school diploma up till recently,
or a GED.
Okay, so you have to be somewhat educated, like smart enough. You have to be physically eligible.
I've met. Do you have a high school diploma?
Yes.
All right. Case in point. But I've met people that are really morons that have high school diplomas.
But I know people who have they don't have arches in their feet, like, and they're flat footed. They don't qualify because some kind of deformation.
They almost didn't let me in because I'm flat footed.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of like arched my, you know, yeah. And speaking of bonuses, I want to say that my reenlistment bonus in the mid 80s was $50,000 or $60,000.
Wow.
Which was a lot of money back then. It's a lot of money now, but it was a lot of money back then.
Now, what kind of sign-in bonus will Purdy get if he wins the Super Bowl, being that he's making $900,000 this year for salary? How big of a signing bonus will he get next time he goes to the table?
I'm really not sure that it matters.
Oh, you know, he's already proven himself.
Yeah, I think they're going to back up Fournette's Brinks truck, you know, that he brought to Jacksonville that one year. If they're going to unload that thing, you know, it's, and he deserves it.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000%. He deserves it. So good for him. Will he make more if he wins? Probably. But I don't think it's going to hurt the negotiations what this kid has done, you know, for the San Francisco 49ers. And I don't want to make it sound stupid, like $40 million or $42 million a year doesn't matter. Yeah, it matters. It's another $2
million. Right.
Paul Allen, yeah, every million, it's another million. But the money train is going to hit. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt. And good for him.
Yeah. And now, how many of these football players playing on Sunday in Super Bowl 58, how many of them came from the Navy-Army game circuit or the military branch of football? How many of them are playing on Sunday? Do you know?
I don't know. I wouldn't say many.
Has Navy ever had like a star player come out of their, you know, developmental league?
Play
in the NFL.
I was going to play this out and say no.
Okay.
But then I would be the fool. Yeah, they've had some people.
Okay.
All right. And take a guess. Go ahead. I'll give you a couple of guesses. So, since we've got 10 minutes to kill before our first and probably only interview.
Okay.
Pick a number. Pick a number. Any number.
Five.
All right. I would have gone higher. You have five questions to try to narrow it down.
To somebody that came from Navy that played in the NFL.
Yep.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know anybody that ever played for Navy.
Again, that's why the game is called
Army Navy.
Five questions, ten questions, you know, whatever you want.
Like how would anybody know who came from the Navy? Like they don't wear their uniform on Sundays.
First of all, five questions. You want to ask five questions to narrow it down.
Okay, was it a kicker?
No.
Was it a quarterback?
Yes.
Oh. All right.
Go ahead.
There's no way I'm going
to
know this.
All right. Let me help you. Okay? Because I wanted to look up the accolades.
Okay.
Super Bowl MVP.
Oh.
Okay. Quarterback Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
Won two Super Bowls. Two Super Bowls.
Okay.
Six-time Pro Bowler.
Dang.
He's in the Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Their team's Ring of Honor.
All right.
Won a Heisman Trophy.
What?
Anything else? And yes, he played in the Navy Army game. Roger Staubach.
Oh, Roger Staubach.
They don't call you the best slash worst for nothing.
And he played quarterback.
He is a quarterback.
Okay. What team did he play for?
Navy.
Oh, and I know the Navy, but in the NFL.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. All right. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, or at least they were when he played.
Well, your boy Greg Hendrick is a fan. He's got a shrine to the whole Cowboy Nation. There goes Joe Montana, or not Dan Marino, same guy.
Same guy.
Depending on which way they walk by, they're Dan Marino or Joe Montana. Just grab that guy and be like, hey, you want to do a show?
We got interviews coming up.
Do we?
Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
Brad Tavares will be coming on two breaks from now. Okay. So, you know, right down the road. John Robinson was such a great producer. This is how good John Robinson was.
Okay.
So John Robinson is sitting in the air chair.
Okay.
And he's telling this fantastic story about steel.
Yeah.
We go to a break, and you know what John Robinson says to me? Hey, there was Keenan McCardell right there.
Okay. Former co-host?
Yeah. You know, a good producer, a mediocre producer would have thrown the headset down and chased Keenan McCardell to go get him.
I don't think John's done cardio in a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure that John can run.
He just lifting like heavy weights. He doesn't really run away from anything anymore.
Well, he needs to run over, pick up Keenan McCardell, and carry him back.
He's not built for that. He's not built for that.
Keenan, good dude.
The long trek. Shannon Sharp was walking around behind you there.
Good for him.
He's got the club Shay Shay. Broke the internet recently with that Cat Williams interview. Did you watch that?
I don't know what that even means.
Well, Cat Williams is a comedian, and he went on and just opened up a lot of stories and some conspiracies and some aired out some dirty laundry about the Hollywood industry and the Illuminati.
Hollywood swingers.
Whoa.
It was a song.
Whoa.
It was a song.
Easy, Randall.
All right, let's go hit this break. More gibberish. And then at the bottom of the hour, first phone call to the UFC as we get ready for this weekend's fight night at the Apex. We've had him on before. Brad Tavares returns in a segment or two. Right now, let's go hit this break. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor, listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Media Row, Super Bowl 58, Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, Convention Center. Day two, Randy.
Looking You're correct.
Filling in. It's all, see some, it's a whole hodgepodge of different industries coming together for Super Bowl week, you know, to promote their foundations, to promote their businesses, to...
Now it looks like we're, you know, favoring Kansas City.
It does look... Yeah, they're setting us up for failure,
I think. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good look.
What do you want to do? Should I wear it?
Well, that would be the same thing.
Matches my outfit. I mean, style is important, Randy. Like, how much time do you put into your outfit when you leave the house every day? Like, do you take a time to, like, oh, what do people think about me? Like... does it need to color coordinate? Should it match? Or are you just looking at which sponsors or the show should I represent when I go out? Because that's what's important.
Yeah, that's what's important.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll notice if, you know, if it doesn't really...
Did you ever dress
like up? I wouldn't wear a plaid shirt and polka-dotted shorts.
Okay. So you're somewhat fashion sense.
Yeah.
But would you like, what, have you ever dressed up, you know, to go out in public? Like, have you ever wore a suit like this in public?
No.
Or like the schmo?
No.
You know, like, take pride in your appearance?
No.
Never.
No, I don't want to say never. I used to have a John Travolta you know, suit.
Is that because in radio you were never seen? You were just like, it was always on the air, so it didn't matter what you wore, what you looked like. You just kind of could just be you.
Yeah, I want to be comfortable.
But now with technology and YouTube and social media, you got to be seen and heard.
Shorts and flip-flops, that's me.
Can we get you to get a suit for next week?
Why? What's next week?
I don't know. Just start a new trip precedent for 2024. Take your game, your wardrobe to the next level.
I will have the suit on November 2nd.
Oh, for your wedding?
Yeah. Well, not my wedding. That wouldn't go over very well.
Now, out of all my suits that I wear, which suit should I wear to your daughter's wedding?
Well, I think your first issue will be getting invited.
Okay. All right. So let's assume I get invited.
So you got to get over that hurdle first.
Well, what's your favorite suit of mine? Do you like the blue, the red?
All right. Let me try to say this as nicely as humanly possible. I couldn't tell you one thing you've ever worn, including the crap you're wearing right now. Okay? You really think I know what suits you have?
Can we wear these hats down the aisle? Can we wear a noggin hat to your daughter's wedding?
No.
I got to get Shannon Sharp on here. Club Shay Shay.
I don't even know what that means.
That's his podcast. And you don't like podcasts, but it's podcast is huge. They broke the internet.
Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay. That's it. Because they get Club Shay Shay on here. There he is.
You know, you guys got to.
Oh, you got to get him. Sweating. Shannon's running.
I wish you would run with him.
I wish I could, but every time I'm about to take a step, you're like, hey, we're back.
And No, I don't need you. Just you go. See you.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you going to talk to? Talk to John Robinson about steel?
I'll talk to myself. It'll be a much better conversation.
What about Greg Hendrick? Greg Hendrick's on Radio Row. It's always good to see Greg. I love his engagement with the show. He's always chiming in and commenting on the social media platforms.
I just love how relaxed he is.
He's our number one fan, I think.
No, he's not.
No. Who's a bigger fan than us?
Shane Grossman is the number one fan.
Shane doesn't chime in as often as Greg, though. Greg is consistent.
I don't think Shane has to anymore. You know, once he put a second Knockout Radio tattoo on his body, I think he is grandfathered in.
So, Greg, are you open to getting a Knockout Radio tattoo today? We go to the
today.
Strip. We go to the strip. We want to see your loyalty. We got to test it. We're going to match your tattoos.
All right, let's be honest. I wouldn't put a Knockout Radio tattoo on myself.
Well, your time's limited with this program. It's like John Robinson.
I can only hope.
At some point, I'll be your boss. I'll tell you what days I need you. You know, and then I'll have board meetings. You'll have to show up and bring donuts. No?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, then you would. The requirement would be that you're going to need to pay for this what Hunter paid for Lightning Steel.
Okay.
How far debt he is. He got a sizable payment.
Okay.
And I would want double what John Robinson is being paid.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you're worth double John Robinson's salary?
No, 1,000%.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And I keep the equipment. You know, somebody once wanted to buy Knockout Radio.
I remember.
You know, and you watch this on Shark Tank all the time and, you know, Acquired and all this kind of stuff. And they wanted to acquire my name, my likeness, the logo, and I refuse to give up my laptop. He's like, oh, no, everything. All my equipment, laptop comes in to, oh, now, see, now we can do it. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, what are you doing? Now we got to put that on so we're not showing favoritism.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't like that it was just the Chiefs on there.
Oh, now it's got lice. that was from the Airbnb. Jeez. Thanks, Steve.
We're never going to get a guest with all this crap that's never. Sitting in front of
him. Yeah, we don't have room for him. That's great.
They both pop. It's definitely cool.
It's cool. It's very cool.
I'm going to get a Knockout Radio one.
Yeah. We need them.
I don't know about we need it, but, you know, we need a co-host first.
Like you got a lady doing hair extensions right behind you. That's what they need to do, the Hulk Hogan one. Have hair plugs hanging out the back of the noggin.
He's not going to be your mentor anymore if you keep talking to him about it like that.
I mean, he's changed his tune. He's like a hero now. He's saving lives on the highway. You know, he's a first responder.
So is Tim Sylvia.
Yeah, what'd Tim do?
No, he's a first responder.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Wes Sims, you know, the A-hole show, who's chased criminals down the streets. He was at the bookstore. He saw somebody stealing books. He chased them down. Well, can you imagine running from the law, and you turn around and you look, and it's Wes Sims chasing you.
You stealing books is what you go to jail for? Trying to get smart, educate yourself, improve your life.
Hold on a second. So it matters what you're stealing?
I think it matters.
Does it really?
I mean, the number one item stolen in drugstores is Preparation H. You know, people obviously have hemorrhoids. They have health issues, but they're embarrassed to buy it. They don't want the cashier to judge them or know them that they are buying Preparation H, so they steal it. But if you look it up, it's the number one stolen item from a Walgreens or CVS.
When all of those rioting / protesting was going on, and all these people were ransacking like the Best Buy, you know, so that they could feed their family, and they were carrying out 80, you know, inch TV screens.
Well, now they're on John Robinson's back patio.
You know, I think they didn't explain it properly. I think what they did is they turned the TV upside down, and they would eat on top of the TV. So at least it did help feed their family. You know, that's how that one played out.
But I think it matters what you steal for.
I don't.
If you steal for necessity, for food, you know, if you steal a loaf of bread because your family has nothing to eat, I think it matters. I think it, as opposed to stealing a pair of Jordans because you don't want to pay for them.
No, I totally get that. And there was an episode on Chicago PD where a lady was stealing a loaf of bread to feed her 2-year-old child. And the police officer, you know, wanted to pay for it and they refused. They said, no, we want her arrested. I mean, there's still such a thing as compassion. I mean, it's not, you know, there was this big scam going on for a long time where people would go into, you know, big box stores, Walmart, Best Buy, whatever, and they would fill 2 identical shopping carts. Everything plastic, same, the whole 9 yards. Then they would leave one, they would take the other one and go purchase the items. They would go put that in the car. They'd come back and then take the second one because now they have a receipt.
Ah, that's brilliant.
And say they just went to the bathroom or whatever, and then they would go and take it out and then either bring the other stuff back or, you know, hawk it or whatever. Wow. I mean, criminals are going to always outthink.
Yeah.
But that's not to feed your family.
Yeah. No, that's the get over. Yeah. You know? Right. So that's different. That's a different story.
It's a shame.
But I'm going to steal one of these noggin hats. I'm just letting you know. I'm taking one of those home with me. Huh? I don't really care which team either.
Good for you.
Have you ever stolen anything? What's the last thing you stole? Don't say your wife's heart.
That's what I was going to say.
Nah, don't say your wife's heart. That's too easy. Have you ever stolen anything or taken anything by accident or maybe something that didn't belong to you and then later regretted it?
You know, I will say it this way. Kind of like my friend Abe, who used to own Mugs and Jugs and now owns Abe's Place. When he went to a drive-thru and the teller at the drive-thru, went to hand him his coffee, and he went to pay for it. She goes, oh, no, it's okay. Just take it. And he's like, you're stealing. So I'm stealing.
By receiving.
You know, by receiving.
For sure.
So, you know, if that's the case, then, yeah, you know, there's been numerous times that somebody has said, you know, whether it was at your pizzeria or Nick Nanos's pizzeria or, you know, whatever, nah, just go. I mean, how many times do you go out to eat and the server wants a better tip so they don't charge you for your drinks?
Sure. What about like memorabilia from like let's say an event?
No.
That's not used anymore.
No.
I'll give you a prime example. I was in New York City Marathon, and after the marathon was over, the police tape that said New York City property of was littered in the gutters. I mean like hundreds of not thousands of yards of police tape, authentic police tape they used for the marathon. So I start rolling up wads of it, and I want to keep it as a souvenir. And I was stopped instantly in my tracks because they said, that's police property. You cannot take that with you. And so I put it back, and then I walked around the corner. I grabbed a different pile, and I decorated my restaurant with it for about 3 years.
Good for you. Now, we talked about what happened at Royal Rumble. So people get, you know, the first couple rows, you get the chair. It's part of your deal. So that's owned by the ticket owner.
Right.
So if the ticket owner doesn't want to carry it, lug it out, whatever, why can't somebody else go up and take it? So people were coming up, and the agent, and we could even ask Greg about this, you know, they were not letting them take it. So, like, then they started this scam where one fan would go and start to talk to him to kind of, you know, get his mind off, and another friend would go and take the chair.
Yeah.
It's not that it's the chair of the people who bought the seat. And if they didn't want it, why is it somebody's, you know, to say that they can't? I mean, I'm sure that the arena tells them that.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't think that's right. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to the UFC. Brad Tavares, our buddy, fights this weekend, and we're going to speak to him when we return. Coming to you live from Radio Row here at Mandalay Bay Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Snap Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Could I really be that kind of guy? See one candle burning in your eye, then watch my heart fill up with butterflies. I almost said I need you.
Hi, I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row. I almost called it Rodeo. Radio Row here at the Madeira, which is Mandalay Bay. There's so much going on here. Yeah. I can't even keep the Mandalay Bay Convention Center.
That's it. That's where we are.
You know, I was trying to put this thing together that the last time we spoke to our next guest, it seems like 2 weeks ago. It was 6 months ago.
Really?
Let's welcome back to the program our good friend, Brad Tavares. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. I think what we're going to need to do is we're going to have to pick up the lake that we were going to take you fishing on and bring it to Las Vegas so we can get you out on the boat.
Hey, what are you guys? I just heard you guys mention Radio Row. Are you guys here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, we're here in Las Vegas broadcasting live from the convention center. I wanted you guys to be able to come here, but obviously, you know, it's media day and everything at the Apex. So, yeah, we couldn't do that.
Yeah. I got a bunch of media obligations coming up. There at the Apex, and then they got me doing some stuff with EA, probably for the game, and then I think like just the normal, the usual stuff, the photo shoots and whatnot.
Yeah, I hate when work gets in the way of having a good time.
You and me both, bro.
For sure.
So, Brad, talking about the lake and getting you fishing, yesterday Randy Couture said that Lake Mead, you guys had a lot of rain, and it's up 20 feet this year. And so what is the fishing conditions out here in Vegas?
The lake, I haven't been out in a while. I've been in fight camp, but it's so weird how it happens. Like, obviously, every year the lake is, like, dropping and dropping and dropping. But then at the end of last year, I don't know what they did, reroute some water or whatever, but they were like, oh, yeah, it's up, like, 100 feet or whatever, which is a lot. And then somebody recently just told me that they're like, oh, can you still launch the boat there? And I was like, yeah, why? And they're like, oh, because the lake was like super, like down low. And so I was like, bro, I have no idea what's going on with that.
Does it seem like your last fight was 6 months ago? And sometimes 6 months can seem like 2 weeks, and sometimes 6 months can seem like 2 years.
No, not at all. It seems, yeah, it doesn't feel like that one bit. Like, I feel like that was yesterday. We were just in Boston, having a good time there, fight. Yeah, it does not feel like, it's crazy to think about, like, oh yeah, it's been 6 months or so.
Let's talk about the task at hand coming up on Saturday night, back in the octagon out at the Apex.
Yep.
Tell us your thoughts on your opponent. Not game plans, none of that kind of stuff. Just, you know, your thoughts on him.
Obviously a tough guy. He is where he is for a reason. But he just another dude standing in front of me. You know, like, I've been doing this so long. I've seen them all shapes, sizes, different styles, and, you know, and it's just, he's just the next guy up.
You know, and I was just going to ask that, you know, and I ask a lot of you fighters, you know, do you still love it like day one? Is it still the passion like day one? Is it still the same feeling today, you know, as it was 2 years ago, as it was X amount of years ago, the first time you stepped in the gym?
I would say I've gotten much better, so a little different. I remember stepping into the gym, like, let's say Couture's for the first time. I remember, like, being like, wow, like, you know, like, I come from Hawaii. Like, we had a nice gym in Hawaii, but you come out here to Vegas and then the gyms and everything are so much bigger. And then there's a who's who of guys on the mat. And I'm this, you know, this nobody that nobody knows, young kid from Hawaii coming out here. So it's definitely a different feeling if we're comparing it to that. But as far as, like, the motivation and the passion that you talk about, yeah. That's still there. Whenever that decides to leave me, that's when I know that I'm ready to hang it up. You know, I'm not going to just keep doing this just because, like, I do this because I love this. Like, I love waking up every day, going to the gym, seeing the guys training, and then, you know, it all comes to an end at the end of a fight camp, and you get to go out there and show what you've been working on.
You know, everybody's job, no matter what it is important. And I don't want to belittle any job of anybody whatsoever. But what I'm thinking as you and I are talking is, you know, if you work at a grocery store, if you work at this radio station, you know, you just don't feel like going in one day. You know, it's just, you wake up, you just don't want to do it. You call in, hey, I'll be there tomorrow. That's not really possible in what you're doing, right? Especially if you're in fight camp. You take one day, it could turn into 2 days, like people that call in at the grocery store or this radio station. You know, talk about that, how you really can't afford to take a day off.
I mean, yeah. So the one thing that I've learned with all my experience is that, you know, you gotta listen to your body. And now there's two different types of people. There's people that will come up with these reasons to be like, oh, yeah, I should not do that today. And then there's a person like me who's coming up with reasons why that little voice in your head is, you're being a pussy. Oh, sorry, excuse my language, but you're being soft. You know, but every now and then, like, when you go through any camp, every fighter knows this, you put your body through the grinder, and that takes a toll physically, mentally, emotionally, your immune system, you know. So there is times where you need to, like, listen to your body and be like, hey, okay, I should probably take this day off. and then do it. But yeah, you, if you're one of those guys that gives yourself the excuse or the out to take, oh yeah, I'm gonna take a day off because I'm a little tired. Everybody's a little tired. Everybody, you know, rather be chilling, eating good food, and not, you know, killing themselves. But that's what we do here. And if that's, if you're not that person, then this life ain't for you.
Well, A, I'm not that person, and B, I guess I need to call you for motivation more often, because I used to go to the BJJ classes daily. Then it became semi-daily. Then it became weekly, and now I think it's been about 8 years.
Oh, man, it's decadely now.
So, Brad, speaking of listening to your body, listening, do you still get as much joy out of the horn blasters and scaring the crap out of people on the street?
Bro, I do, but it's been, I've been so busy. Like, between my schedule, fight schedule, my older daughter, she's super active. She has jiu-jitsu. She's in kindergarten. She plays soccer, so she has, like, two practices a week and then a soccer game on the weekends. Like, bro, between all of that, I've been so freaking busy that I've not even, like, had the time to just enjoy myself at other people's fright. Like, after this fight, I promise you, the bystanders are gonna, you know what, in fact, it will start directly after my fight. This place is gonna be crazy this weekend, right? Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
Super Bowl Sunday. I don't care for the Niners, I don't care for the Chiefs, I'm gonna go specifically look for those fans and get them.
Get them. You know, we may have to get Brad one of these yeah, noggin hats.
Absolutely.
You know, take care of your business. The noggin hat people are here. These are like oversized hats that I think wouldn't fit on Shaq. Or who's got even a bigger noggin than Shaq? These are massive.
Bro, I've seen those hats. I've seen somebody wearing one at the Raiders game. I was like, what is this? I'm starting to see them more and more. They're like giant hats, yeah?
Do you have a favorite football team?
Raiders.
All right, I will go get you either during this break or before the end of the show. We had the owners on. I will make sure that I get you a Raider hat, and yeah, and I'll bring it Saturday night. I'll get it to you. I'll get it to your corners. I'll get it to your people. That way you have it after your fight. Maybe even wear it to the press conference.
That'd be hilarious. All right, thank you.
I am on it. As cool. Always, Brad, I appreciate your time. We still want to get you, you know, down to the Tampa Bay area, take care of that, the fishing at Walt Disney World, hanging out and having a good time. You and your family deserve it, and I definitely want to set that up.
Yeah, we'll for sure do that.
We will talk to you Saturday night. Have fun. That's the reward on Saturday, and looking forward to catching up on Saturday.
All right, guys. Always appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Take care. Awesome. Brad Tavares.
Horn blaster.
Fighting Saturday night, and now I'm on the hook to go get a noggin hat, which I'm going to do right now. So we're going to hit the extended, you know, the bottom of the hour break. It gives me an extra minute to go hunt the guys down. So coming to you live from Radio Row here at Mandalay Bay Convention Center.
They won't be hard to find. They're wearing giant hats.
They're wearing a big hat. We'll be back.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo! Red
Solo Cup. This is Robbie Gold from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always
letting a little Toby Keith run there a little bit. I went to go try to find them, and I don't see any noggin hats.
Ah,
they probably went to reload.
They'll come back. Yeah, I mean, they had a big bag. They were like, yeah, you know, they've been giving out gifts all day. I mean, that's what you got to do, from build a brand to build a promotion.
Brad said that he'll wear it.
Yeah.
You know,
and how fitting. You're right behind the Raider Nation. Like, you know, so it's,
need to get maybe a Buccaneer one for Warren for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we may have to go hit the expo over there and get some more giveaways. And we got more bad intel.
Okay.
All right. So you said that we had bad intel on the Zambodi rider, right?
Yes.
The Zambodi driver.
Yeah.
All right. So that was bad intel.
Yeah.
So somebody else who's trying to step up as a producer,
okay,
said, there's Keenan McCardell.
Okay.
Well, I used to host Keenan McCardell's show.
Yeah.
So I kind of galloped around. I couldn't find him. And I texted him. And I said, is this Keenan? And it's still an 813 number. And, okay, and he goes, yeah, who is this? And I said, Randy Harris, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'd love to get you on the show. He goes, sure, what time? And so I gave him a time. And he goes, I'm not in Vegas. So he's going to do the show next week.
Okay.
See if he's come back. Yep, next week. Cool. All right. Thanks for piping in.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who my next guest is.
Next?
Yeah.
How about first?
Well, so I think it's him, but I don't know if it's the right guy. I mean, we're going to interview him anyway, so I need you to play along. I'm really sure who he is.
What are you talking about?
The guy's walking by, and he's got an entourage, and he's got a handler, so I know he's somebody, and I just don't know who he is.
Well, A, we have a 12. We have a top of the hour and then a bottom of the hour.
I think it's the sports guy from remember this year, Tommy, the football guy from New York, and the manager, Sean, like in the whole debacle. I think that's the sports manager, Sean Stellato.
Why do we want him on?
Because he's cool. And he dressed nice. He got out the door. You can
interview anybody you want.
Like the Goodfellas, like the wise guys, you know? Like,
you can interview anybody you want. I'll take a break.
Oh, well, you can't take a break. You can break when you're dead. That's the only time you get to take a time off.
Oh, my God. But yeah. I swear, good help is really hard to find.
What are you talking about? I've been trapped in this microphone.
You're going to interview someone you have no idea who he is.
It's the manager, like Sean Stellato. Stellato.
Cool. Knock yourself out.
He's coming. He's got a fedora hat on. We got these hats.
As long as it's not 12 at the top of the hour.
I told him to come by.
Anytime
he wants. After this hour, then we'll record it for later if I want to do it.
No, I'd love for you to do it. I want to see you handle this.
I can handle it.
Well, over under the third question that you ask him his name.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, oh, so tell everybody your name again. And welcome to the program. Like,
you know, I've seen some, you know, it's, well, say your name slowly and spell it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and you do the thing like right. You're going to write it down.
Like the media does.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, there's a Sean. I did a pretty, it's called a mitzvah. I did a mitzvah for Steve Lene.
Okay. Is that a good deed?
Yeah, it's a good deed.
Okay.
We are obtaining the video of Pat McAfee and Dana White talking about Steve Lene and the Steve Lene Knockout Radio shirt.
That's great.
Knockout Radio on the back, Dana White on the front.
Love it.
So we are getting that done. Good stuff.
Steve's a legend. He's got the tag on. It's like he stole that shirt.
I know.
We talked about, you know, have you ever taken anything that doesn't belong to you? Well, Steve's got the evidence still hanging from his neck.
Well, that used to be the thing, right?
But yeah, I mean, you still have the stickers underneath your bill, your Navy hat. I don't know if you've seen other previous videos of Knockout Radio, but if you look underneath the bill of your hat, you still got all the stickers and a little hologram.
And I'm not doing it as a fashion statement. I'm doing it because I'm lazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, that's a half a second that I don't want to give away.
Back in the day, you leave the sticker on to show the price, to show, you know, how much it's worth and that you could afford it. You know, a lot of rappers, they will buy a Bentley or a Rolls Royce and leave the window sticker on and just drive around with the window sticker on.
Why is that?
Yeah, because they want to show how rich they are. So they want to show how successful they are, how famous they are, how much money they have. Or they're just still on a test drive. And they're not able to take the
That's the way to go. You just go on a test drive.
Yeah.
And you drive around like you own it. You know, like.
Have you ever rented a car to pretend like you're successful?
No.
That's a popular strategy. I mean, the rap videos, they rent cars. And
No. How long have you known me?
Too long, probably.
Yeah, well, obviously. Do you think I care what people say or think about me?
Well, you should.
Do you think I care if they know what I do or don't have? You know, like, I watch these Facebook posts, and the Facebook post is like, hey, do you have any Conor McGregor stuff? Show it. Post it.
Yeah.
A, I don't. B, if I did, I wouldn't post it. I don't look at my own stuff. Why would I want you to look at it?
Yeah.
You know, I have a UFC 100 poster. It's in storage.
Yeah.
Maybe I should hang it on a wall.
Well, if you don't pay your bill, I'll buy it. I'll buy it in storage and then resell it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
I'm fascinated by the hair being done behind you. I mean, like, there's a full mobile salon.
Yeah.
At the Raider booth, like, hair extensions and all. Like, I mean, it's fascinating to watch.
All right.
I mean, that's where Steve Lene gets his hair done.
Concentrate and watch it.
Can we get Steve his hair done while he's there? Like, see if that lady wants to do a show and trade airtime for hair.
What are you going to do? Put him in braids?
I mean, he could use a haircut. Look at that. He needs a little help.
When we go places and we go, the first thing we have to do, A, I have to buy some Diet Coke, and he has to go typically to the Dollar Tree to get conditioner.
Yeah.
For that mop.
Well, it dries out, you know. Well, did you ever have long hair?
No.
Never. You've never had, like, down your shoulders, long hair?
No.
Never in your whole life?
No.
Why is that? Don't say you don't want to. Just couldn't stay with the commitment long enough, got annoying, got the awkward phase where it doesn't look good, self-conscious.
And again, I don't think my hair is necessarily short. You know, I mean, it's trimmed nicely.
Yeah. Mick Ferrari does a good job, Mick.
You know, it's funny. There's the guys. Oh, go get the guys.
The guys.
Yeah.
Get the noggin guys. Noggin, we got to get them on here.
Go get them back real quick.
Yeah, hi guys. We need him back.
Yeah, tell him we need him back real quick.
Where's that? That's what I love about Media Row, man. Like, you could, like, literally, so guys. So
we just just hold on. Just jump over.
Yeah.
Jump on the chair right there.
There you go. Chair right here.
So our noggin friends are coming over.
There you go.
Grab that microphone real quick. And I want to explain something to you real quick. All right, Gabe. So, real quick. I'm going to become your biggest pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Okay. You can already tell that. All right. But I'm committed. So when I find something that I think is really cool, so we just gave one of your noggins away. One of the Oakland Raiders. Oakland. I I still say Oakland. Now the Las Vegas Raiders. A, is that okay?
Amazing. Absolutely. Okay.
I see, and I didn't even tell you the best part. So Brad Tavares is going to wear it after his UFC fight on Saturday night.
Let's go.
So when he goes into the media room to get interviewed, he said he's going to wear the Raider noggin. So,
hey, he's a boss, man. He's a boss. So yeah, it's fitting. Absolutely.
So, you know, I know why you're trying to stay away from the corner, you know, because so that I don't keep bringing you over and getting on.
You're my people. We want to stay here. Trust me.
Well, I like I said, I'm on 100%. It's so cool. So when Brad and I started to talk and you're this and that, I mentioned, he goes, yeah, I've been seeing these people wearing them around. And I go, well, what's your favorite team? The Raiders. If I get you one, yeah, absolutely, man. I will wear it Saturday. So yeah, I'm going to have to get on speed dial. All right, I just gave another Raider one away. I just love gave it away. Warren Sapp will be here tomorrow.
Let's go.
Maybe let's do a Buccaneer one with Warren Sapp.
I know
so.
A guy. That's right.
All right. Cool. All right. I didn't mean to pull you over, but yeah.
No, it's, I love it.
You know, when you find something that's just authentic, you know, and different, you know, that, like, I don't get the hats that say the name upside down. I don't get it. That's just, hopefully you're not involved
nope,
in that one.
We have nothing. Yeah, we're the right
you know,
side
but
up.
But I'm the type of person, I'm going to say it anyway. If I don't like it, I'm going to say in front of you what I say behind you. You know, that's the way it is.
And that's the crazy thing. The celebrities, the athletes, they have everything. This is something new. It's innovative. It's fun. Like, again, that's what gives us the biggest kick out of it.
Absolutely. So, cool. All right. Took
thanks,
up
brother.
Enough of your time.
Oh, hey, we're going to be back tomorrow. So
I will holler at you every time I see you.
Appreciate you.
So Brad Tavares is confirmed. He is going to wear the Raider noggin tomorrow. And hopefully his noggin's not going to be too beat up, you know, after his fight with Gregory. So all good is here. We're going to hit a break. It is the top of the hour. 1 hour remaining. Two UFC fighters coming up. We've got Michael Johnson and Zach Panga. And as well as Stitch Duran will be coming up. So action-packed final hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools. We got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.